Welcome everyone. I am back from a good few weeks of not doing any podcasts because I was traveling all the way from USA, from Texas, all the way back to Jerusalem, Israel. I will share with you in this podcast special episode a little bit about my background and the languages I speak because this had helped me to birth a new online teachings on Zoom, free lessons. And I will share with you the story behind the birth of these online courses. And then I will share with you a little bit about my traveling from Texas all the way to Jerusalem and about the war. And I will share with you how to pray for the people and the believers in Jerusalem and Israel. My name is Andre Mubarak, and I am from Jerusalem. My ancestors are Aramaic-speaking Christians, indigenous to southern Lebanon, northern Israel, and western Syria. When I approach scripture, I approach it from Jesus' heart and mind, which his language mostly was speaking to people in Aramaic. So our community says till today the same prayers, even as Saint James, the head of the Jerusalem church in the book of Acts. James was the brother of Jesus, and their common language was Aramaic. So I come from the same mindset of Jesus back. I know he spoke also Hebrew, but Hebrew was for the people who are educated, the language of the synagogues. But the daily teachings, the daily language was Aramaic. Even our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their language was Aramaic. He is from the Ur of the Chaldeans, Assyrian. Anyway, I speak five languages: Aramaic, Arabic, Hebrew, English, and French. Aramaic because of my ancestors, Arabic because of living in Jerusalem, of course Hebrew because I was raised in the old city of Jerusalem, English because of school, and French. We went to a French Catholic school. It does not make us smart that we know all these languages, but because Jerusalem is a place of where all the world come to. And this is also typical for all the Christians, because we usually work in an international setting. And my job as a tour guide, as a teacher, I regularly travel throughout the whole world, to Europe, UK, United States, especially Canada, all over. So we are not much smart, but because all the world also comes to Jerusalem. Everywhere that I have visited in the world has a more stable, peaceful society than my hometown of Jerusalem. My family and community have witnessed many conflicts in Jerusalem over the centuries, from the time of the Old Testament, from the time of the New Testament. Wars never finish. And the Christians here are a minority group because we are caught in the crossfire on the ongoing rivalry between our Muslim and Jewish neighbors. We are caught in between. The Christian's culture is very peaceful, and we avoid conflict. So in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." That is Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. And the peacemakers, the people who make peace, not peace of between the political parties, but the peace between heavens and earth. So we are Christians. We are so much peaceful people. Tourism in Israel was at its peak in the year 2019, and we expected even more tourists to come in the spring season of 2020. It was going to be over full capacity at all the hotels, the tour sites, and all of the tour guides were fully booked in advance for that season. And when COVID-19 first hit Israel in early March 2020, we were surprised by how fast the virus pandemic spread around the globe, and the government of Israel shut down all tourism and closed the borders completely. The COVID-19 shutdown was the perfect time for me to take a sabbatical in the USA. I left Israel on May 31, 2020. My wife's family lives in Maryland and in Texas, and we ended up spending one whole year in the USA based in those two states. We also traveled to a few other states to speak in churches about making a journey to Israel in the future. I am a tour guide, and not only a tour guide, I'm a teacher and I'm a preacher in heart. So I was preaching in many places in the United States. And it was a great time for me, because that was a lot of rest. And I took my time in getting to know the people in a relaxed setting. People were curious about my background, and I was able to teach them some Aramaic phrases, the language of Jesus and his disciples. I had so much time to develop my educational projects, writing my third book, which will be released soon, and recorded 2 seasons of my podcast, and had built a website, and the fun and the most exciting project that was birthed are the virtual tours and biblical study lessons on Zoom meetings. It was a wonderful time of personal growth, and I felt so calm in the USA and so much peaceful. And the Lord had put on my heart to do these online courses for the people to learn Aramaic, for the people to have virtual tours in Jerusalem, and to have deep, deep Bible studies. My first free course was about geography of the land of the Bible. It is out of 8 lessons. The first lesson was about Abraham and his journey from Ur of the Chaldeans all the way to the land of Canaan. And then I divided the land of geography of the Bible into 7 regions, 7 lessons, like the coastal plain, lesson 1, lesson 2 about the Shephelah, lesson 3 about the hill country, and all of that. And it has been so successful. The first Zoom I have done, it was a big surprise. I was new to Zoom, and when the lesson started, people entered even 30 minutes in advance. And before the timing of the lesson, Zoom blocked everyone because there were more than 100 people. And I didn't know that time it was the limit. So I gave the lesson for 1 hour and then made another second lesson. And I had some thoughts, maybe it's the first Zoom, a lot of people came, but I don't think the second Zoom will come. I prayed, Lord, if 20 people shows up, it will be great. And the second Zoom was amazing. Even 30 minutes earlier, the same thing happened. 15 minutes before the starting of the second Zoom lesson, it was locked out, and more than 100 people came on the lesson earlier because they did not want to be locked out from the first time. So I learned, and I expanded the Zoom lesson participants for the third time, and people were coming in advance. Actually, I did not think about it. I did not organize it like this. This is like a marketing thing. But it came natural because people were thinking that this is a high demand, it looked like, and many people came and in advance. Till today, I continue in this Zoom lessons, and people enter 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. So it's been a lot of months of teachings, and I am now still in the geography of the land of the Bible, and people come earlier and they get to know and learn for free about the geography of the land of the Bible. If you are interested, we are doing these lessons every 2 weeks, 3 times, every 2 weeks, 3 times, on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, every 2 weeks. Thursdays are dedicated for people from Europe, all European countries, at 7 p.m. European time. On Fridays, it's dedicated for the Far East, all Singapore, Jakarta, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Philippines. And it is also at 7 p.m. Far East time. And the third one is on Saturdays, and it's all dedicated for Americans. And it's 5 p.m. Israel time, which is different time zones, early morning on Saturday. It depends which part of the USA you are from. If you want and you're interested to get to the schedule and the lessons, you can go to www.mikeyoshua.com. walkingtheholyland.com and go all the way down to RSVP to the event section. And at the event section, you can see all the schedule for the next 2 weeks coming. After birthing this important project and this online courses, I knew my time of sabbatical in the United States is ending. And on May 2021, I decided to come back to Israel. So the vaccination program in Israel was very successful and the COVID-19 cases were very few. By April 2021, Israel was able to control this evil and bad COVID disease. The country was open again for local tourism, and the Israeli government announced that the foreign tour groups would be welcome to enter Israel in late May. And so I thought that I'm gonna come back on May and start to prepare for the groups coming in June and July and in the fall. So we were very much hopeful for the tourism industry to heal and flourish after 15 months of complete shutdown. I was so excited to return to Israel and be with my team and stand with them and my family and my friends and encourage them in Jerusalem. The Lord's hands were on me during my long journey, flying all the way from Texas, from Austin Airport, all the way to Newark, and from Newark all the way to Tel Aviv. Even the flight attendant came to me out of the blue, out of nowhere, and said, "Do you want an upgrade?" And they upgraded me without me asking. So I know that was the anointing of the Spirit. So I arrived on the afternoon of Saturday, May 8th, 2021, to Ben Gurion Airport. My brother picked me up from the airport, and as we drove to Jerusalem through road number 1, we saw a checkpoint on the main road. This is not a natural checkpoint. It was a surprise made-up like checkpoint. And just a couple of minutes after we passed through the checkpoint, I looked all the way around. They closed it, and people were stuck. And I heard later that people were stuck for almost 4 to 5 hours and were not able to travel up to Jerusalem because there were so much demonstrations that took place and the police closed the roads to Jerusalem. It's a matter of like minutes. Imagine that. I know that God's hands was on my trip to come back home. I had just barely made it home safely. There was a lot of tension in the atmosphere. And the tension was escalating around the city of Jerusalem. And there were a lot of angry protests through the next couple of days. And I was at home and I did not go out because I had to quarantine for 2 weeks. On Monday, May 10th, getting over jet lag, I went to sit on my balcony to drink my regular cup of coffee. And I was surprised to hear a loud siren. The emergency alert siren also came on my phone. I immediately knew that there is something wrong and that Jerusalem was under attack. And like 5 seconds later, I heard a sound of 5 explosions, huge. This confirmed to me that I was thinking right. War started. Jerusalem was under attack. I experienced a severe culture shock moving from a very peaceful, easy, quality life to a war zone and tense and bloodshed situation in this region. The war started next day, and more rocket attacks from Hamas in Gaza targeting even the city of Tel Aviv. I was stuck at home inside for COVID, as I mentioned, for 2 weeks. Quarantine is mandatory for all unvaccinated Israelis traveling back home. And outside my house, a war zone was spreading all over Israel. My first thought was to use my access to social media and the online classes that I have done to update my friends and followers and ask everyone to start praying. So with my team in Jerusalem, I was able to host 3 virtual prayer meetings about the situation in Israel. People joined these prayer meetings on Zoom from all over the world, and we prayed together for the Lord to have mercy and bring peace and healing to the people both in Israel and Gaza. Many of my former tour participants sent their prayers by messenger and email and all through the social media, and this was very encouraging to read to the team in Jerusalem. We were all in a shock and full of grief. Just to tell you, I was very safe in Jerusalem in my apartment building, and I felt secure because there is a bomb shelter in my apartment. But outside, in the streets of Jerusalem, there was like a civil war between Muslims and Jews. Many fights broke out in the streets, and it was wildly violent. Throughout the whole country of Israel, neighbors turned against each other, and the ethnic hatred erupted in cities that were usually models of coexistence between the Jewish and the Muslim residents, such as Haifa, such as Jaffa, and many, many cities, Nazareth, almost all of the Christian community in all these cities did not join, but they decided to stay inside their homes and not get involved. Christians, we are peacemakers. We don't like to join in wars. So the war lasted 11 days. Thousands of missiles landed in Israel and vice versa in Gaza. While there were many casualties on both sides, there are always higher numbers of casualties in Gaza and the Palestinian side. At least 243 people, including more than 100 women and children, were killed in Gaza. In Israel, 12 people, including 2 children, were killed. And both sides claimed victory in this conflict. The war was so terrible, it lasted for 11 days. And finally, they agreed to a ceasefire treaty, and the problems decreased. Our roles as Christians in the land in Jerusalem is to pray for peace between the Muslims and the Jews. In the USA, the atmosphere is so peaceful. It's like heavens on earth, and people live a very secure, prosperous, and peaceful life. In Jerusalem, it's the opposite. Tension, stress, war zone, people are, in general, in a survival mood. There is no steady income. Peace is fleeting. People feel no hope. They are stuck in negative way of thinking. There are no jobs. There still remains some tensions in the street till today, but much less than during the war. In all my life living in Jerusalem, I never saw such tension in the streets and the level of fear between the two neighbors. We need Christians from the West to pray for the body of Christ here to continue in their efforts of reconciliation between Arabs and Jews. Hopefully, tourism will come back soon and people will get busy again and return to work. The war came at a hard timing, as people had been out of work for a long time and they were bored and frustrated and lost their hope. I want to leave you with 5 prayer requests which are so badly needed today for bringing peace and hope for the body of Christ in the land of the Bible in Israel. Number 1, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem, including all its inhabitants and all surrounding areas, for both Israelis and Palestinians. Number 2, pray for the leaders and all those in authority that they may pursue the real peace, so we may live peacefully and have a quiet, normal life in our hometowns. Prayer number 3. Pray for healing of relationships between Jews and Arabs, especially for our young people who are exposed to this kind of hatred for the first time. Prayer number 4. Pray for the protection of our churches, communities, and for our families. Some churches had to cancel their services or hold them online because of fear. And the last prayer, number 5, please pray for us to remember to turn our eyes to God, our refuge and strength, and to Jesus, the Prince of Peace, because we don't have any source of peace. Only the Lord brings peace to our lives. I'm really, really so encouraged. I'm full of hope. I am so excited because I'm still continuing my teachings on Zoom. And we are reaching a lot of people from all over the world through these virtual tours. And actually, we do three kinds of Zoom lessons. My brother, Tony, is a tour guide. He is responsible on the virtual tours. So he will take you literally to sites inside Israel. And he explained a lot about archaeology and history. The next virtual tour will be exactly in 1 week. And the schedule is in the website www.walkingtheholyland.com. And this is his niche, the virtual tours. My niche is different a little bit. I do study lessons, Bible study lessons. And I take scripture from Aramaic and Hebrew. And I'm going through the geography of the land of the Bible. And you can see them, because I record them too, in my website. You can go to www.walkingtheholyland.com. And you can go all the way up and click on the login section, login. To the right of the login, after you enter your name and your password, you click on the arrow, a menu will come down, and you go to free courses. And then you click on free courses, and you can have all these teachings and the lessons that you missed before. My twin brother, Tony, is not recording the virtual tours because he wants to do it online on the spot. But me, as Bible studies, I'm recording all of them. Also, if you want to receive all these teachings and all these reminders of the Zoom teachings, and you like to be part of our mailing list, just drop us an email. Go to the website walkingtheholyland.com and subscribe to our newsletter, and you're going to receive updates when is the next Zoom session coming, and all is for free. This is what the Lord has put on our hearts. And we are so excited because people enter from all over the world and receive these deep teachings and virtual tours from the land of the Bible. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a dedicated listener to my podcast. Also, you will see a link below of all the details and the events and the timing of these free Zoom online classes in the description site of the episode. So if you go to the episode and you click in more details, below you can see all the timing and the details of each event. You just need to go to the website walkingtheholyland.com and click the event section and then click RSVP and choose what best free lesson you like to learn about. I want to encourage you so much to spread the word about it, to share it with your friends, your church members, your families, because it's so fun to learn about the pages of the Bible from an Aramaic Hebraic mindset, like Jesus mindset. Also, I made a master class for around 45 minutes to teach about the Aramaic Hebraic mindset of Jesus. When you subscribe to the mailing list, you will receive this free masterclass of teachings for 45 minutes directly to your email. God bless your hearts. We always keep the website updated for the future teachings. I'm so excited because I'm going to teach next about the theme in Aramaic of the Lord's Prayer. I will teach you how to read and write Aramaic, and I will teach you the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic. This is my next project, and learning the depth of this language and being able to read and write and at least pronounce the words of the Lord's Prayer in its original language, how Jesus prayed it, will bring new and deeper insights for you to understand Jesus through the Middle Eastern eyes. So keep in touch to learn more about the future updates and the future free online Zoom teachings. Again, the website www.walkingtheholyland.com. See you this week. God bless you.